South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Happy holidays. Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Bobby Stokey tells us about all of the excitement coming up for the Uncorked Key Largo and Isla Mirada Food and Wine Festival in the Upper Keys. Chef Norman Van Aken cooks up a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now, here's film critic Dan Hudak of HudakOnHollywood.com with his top 10 picks for 2014.
It was a year of gimmicks and grandeur, subtlety and the sublime, led at the box office by Guardians of the Galaxy and in our hearts by Unthinkable Illness and Inspiring Love. Yes, the latest Transformers and Hunger Games movies felt endless, but they were more than made up for by The Lego Movie, Chef, Nightcrawler, and numerous other pleasant surprises we enjoyed this year. Without further ado, here are the 10 best films of 2014. We start at number 10 with Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain America: The Winter Soldier. I know what you're thinking, and yes, it is weak and lame to include a tie on a top 10 list, but these movies are connected and part of a greater power, that of the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which continues to thrive. They are also the two highest-grossing films of the year. Guardians earned $332 million, and Winter Soldier raked in $259 million. And while I understand big box office does not mean a movie is good, both these films were tremendously successful in what they attempted. Guardians was a romp through outer space that was the most fun I had all year at the movies, while The Winter Soldier was both an exciting action pick and, believe it or not, a socio-political commentary on the military-industrial complex. Both Guardians of the Galaxy and Captain America: The Winter Soldier are now available on home video. I'm not going to lie. Going into my number 9 film of 2014, The Fault in Our Stars, I was dreading it. My mother had recently died of cancer, and here was a best-selling adaptation of a tearjerker about teenagers simultaneously finding love and dying of cancer. I don't need this, I thought. But then Shailene Woodley's Hazel Grace won my heart with her earnest sweetness, and her boyfriend Gus won her heart and ours with his humor and sensitivity. Listen to their easy chemistry as they meet for the first time.
What's your name?
Hazel.
And what's your full name?
Hazel Grace Lancaster. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because you're beautiful.
Oh my God.
Let's go watch a movie.
What?
Hmm?
Huh? I'm free later this week.
No, I mean now.
You could be an axe murderer.
There's always that possibility.
The Fault in Our Stars wasn't about teenagers dying of cancer. It was about living life to the fullest and not fearing what may come tomorrow. Hazel Grace and Gus had cancer, but it didn't have them, and that made all the difference. The Fault in Our Stars is now available on home video. For my number 8 film of 2014, Life Itself, I know. It's a documentary about a film critic being championed by a film critic, and how boring is that? Trust me, it's not. Life Itself tells the life-affirming story of film critic Roger Ebert with grace and candor, and under the steady hand of director Steve James, whose film Hoop Dreams Ebert named the best picture of 1994, Life Itself emerges as an unflinchingly honest and inspiring story as well. Life Itself is now available on demand. Eddie Redmayne could very well win an Oscar for his performance as renowned astrophysicist Dr. Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything, which chronicles Hawking's marriage to wife Jane and the years they endured together after learning he has motor neuron disease. The physical contortions, mannerisms, and slurred speech are a true marvel to behold from Redmayne, who twisted his face so much during production that the makeup artist told him one side of his face was getting more muscular than the other. It's a beautiful love story with fantastic performances. The Theory of Everything is in theaters now. Sometimes you have to watch in awe and appreciate the sheer scope and ambition of a movie. My number 6 film of 2014, Interstellar, is one of those times. Director Christopher Nolan doesn't just take us on an out-of-this-world adventure, he takes us to alternate galaxies, wormholes, distant planets, and other dimensions. The fact that it all came together so well and offered such an absolutely spectacular visual experience at the movies made it all the more special. Interstellar is in theaters now and should be seen on as big a screen as possible. Welcome back to awards season, Reese Witherspoon. The Oscar winner for Walk the Line is looking at another nomination for Wild, in which she plays a former heroin addict with a troubled family life who takes it upon herself to hike the 1,100-mile Pacific Crest Trail from Mexico to Canada. Witherspoon gives a fearless, raw performance, and the flashbacks to her character's personal life are handled with a deft touch by Dallas Buyers Club director Jean-Marc Vallée. Wild is in theaters now. The best action movie and my number four film of 2014 is Edge of Tomorrow, starring Tom Cruise as Cage, an unlikely soldier thrust into an unwinnable war with aliens. But there's a Groundhog Day twist in that Cage begins the day anew every time he dies, leading to clever plot developments and exciting action sequences throughout. It has humor as well. In this scene, Cage asks Emily Blunt's Rita if his powers can be transferred, and she would know because she's the only other person who's had them.
Stop, wait. Stop, wait a second. Wait a second. Because I've been thinking. I mean, this thing's in my blood. So maybe there's some way I can transfer it to you.
I've tried everything. It doesn't work.
I mean, have you, you know, tried all the options?
Oh, you mean sex? Yeah, tried it.
How many times?
All right.
Edge of Tomorrow is now available on home video. When you leave a film, your mood often reflects the tone of what you just saw. And so I say in all honesty that when my wife and I walked out of Gone Girl, I was genuinely frightened of her. As in, don't even try to hold my hand, honey. I know that's irrational, but such was the impact of director David Fincher's story about a missing wife and the hapless husband trying to track her down. Rosamund Pike's performance is Oscar-worthy, as is Gillian Flynn's adaptation of her own novel. Gone Girl is available on home video January 13th. Speaking of Oscar-worthy, the Academy loves to reward historical period pieces with a deep soul, which is exactly what Unbroken is. Directed by Angelina Jolie, co-written by the Coen brothers, and shot by the great cinematographer Roger Deakins, Unbroken is about an Olympian-turned-World War II hero named Louis Zamperini and his experiences before and during the war, which included surviving on a lifeboat in the Pacific for 45 days, only to be captured and tortured by the Japanese for 2 years. Jack O'Connell is superb as Zamperini, and the story is a testament to the power and perseverance of sheer will. Unbroken is in theaters Christmas Day. Before I announce my choice for the best film of 2014, here are a few honorable mentions that just barely missed the cut. Living is Easy with Eyes Closed is a gem of an indie about a school teacher who wants nothing more than to meet John Lennon. How to Train Your Dragon 2 was the best animated film of the year. Fury brought humanity to war in ways movies rarely attempt. Foxcatcher features Channing Tatum and an unrecognizable Steve Carell in a superb drama about a wrestler and his would-be coach. David Oyelowo is phenomenal as Martin Luther King Jr. in Selma, which opens nationally January 9th. And the early Best Picture frontrunner, Boyhood, is a tremendous cinematic experience. However, no movie this year caught fire with the same absolute force of my number one film of 2014, Whiplash. Led by a strong Miles Teller as an aspiring drummer in a music conservatory jazz ensemble, and highlighted by a sure-to-be Oscar-winning performance from J.K. Simmons as the teacher who torments his students, Whiplash knocks your socks off with its intensity, story, great performances, and wonderful finale. 2014 was a good year for movies, but for pure entertainment value, Whiplash was hands down the best of them all. Whiplash is in limited theaters now and will be available on home video February 3rd. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at hudakonhollywood.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue right after these messages.